With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports there's a lot of devastation in the wake of what used to be hurricane and now tropical storm Debbie.
Parts of the Northeast were left with major flooding after tropical storm Debbie made its final stop before leaving the U.S. Westfield, Pennsylvania resident Cindy Pierce.
We lost everything down back, swimming pool, kids, swing set. But our house is safe and we're safe. That's all that matters.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane in Florida Monday before being downgraded. Officials say the death toll is at least 9, most in vehicle accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump was on the campaign trail last night in Bozeman, Montana.
She wants to take away your guns. You like that, right? All right. How about this? She wants to defund the police. Are you okay with that? She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion, using an invasion process. I don't think so.
And there is good news for Republicans in Montana. The Trump-backed Senate candidate, the Republican Tim Sheehy, is leading incumbent Democrat John Tester. The nation's death rate fell last year.
Federal health data find nearly 3.1 million Americans died in 2023. That's about 200,000 fewer than the year before. And health officials say it has to do with the easing COVID pandemic. Coronavirus deaths in 2021 spiked the number up to 3.4 million. But as the pandemic ebbed, so did patient deaths. Leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and injuries that include gunshots.
And this is SRN News. The ACLU is now suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democrat Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBTQ agenda, especially amongst children, and legalize recreational marijuana use. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order requiring hospitals to collect data on the health care costs of undocumented migrants treated inside the Lone Star State. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with more details.
The order will mean that the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs of the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.